Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 46th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
It's interesting. Leah thought that this would help her because she was barren. Her son Reuben went and brought the mandrakes to her. Look what I got, Mama. Well, Rachel saw it. We read the rest of this verse. Reuben brought them unto his mother Leah. Then Rachel said unto Leah, "Give me, I pray thee, thy son's mandrake." I see this. Remember, Rachel's having a problem not being able to have kids either. They're both barren. Both sisters are now barren. "Give me, I pray thee, thy son's mandrake." And verse number 15 is very, because remember, they're already fighting among themselves. And Leah responded, "You took Jacob away from me." He says, looks at, "Is it a small matter that thou hast taken away my husband?" Remember, Leah was the first, Jacob's first wife. Okay, this gets confusing. I got to get my... Leah, he said, you've taken away my husband. I was there first. Now you want, verse number 15, "Now you also want to take away my son's mandrakes. You've took Jacob away from me." And it just like a soap opera, Rachel says this, and I got in quotes in my notes, "Let's make a deal." Here's the deal. Then Rachel said to Leah, "Give me, I pray, of thy son's mandrakes. Let me have them. And in return..." And she said, "Is it a small matter that I was taking my husband, and was I also taking my son's mandrakes also?" And Rachel said, "If you give me the mandrakes, therefore he," speaking of Jacob, "shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes." Obviously, Jacob wasn't with Leah anymore. He was with Lord knows who. But one of the other three. Okay? But Rachel says, "I tell you what, if you give me those mandrakes tonight, I promise you, Jacob's going to be in your bed." Verse number 16, I can just imagine. I try to picture these things. And Jacob comes out of the field in the evening. He's been working hard. He comes home. And Leah meets him out in the field. She'd been looking for him to come in home. Okay? And said unto him, "Thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee. You catch these little words? But their relationship is completely fractured. There's no love nowhere here. None. "I've hired thee with my son's mandrakes." And what did he do? He lay with her that night. Again, Jacob said, "No problem here." Man, you're talking about a mess. Verse number 17. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son. Now, again, as a pastor, and as I go through these verse by verse by verse by verse, I can understand. Now, listen to what I'm saying real close. I can understand what Jacob's thinking, kind of what Leah and Rachel's because of that competition. But God, we can't understand what God's... His ways are not our ways. God is sovereign. God has a plan. And God bless that. Now, don't you leave out of this place and say, "Well, the preacher, you know, is..." No. It's a mess. But yet, the Bible says God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son. Now this is okay. This would be Jacob's ninth son. Okay? It would be Leah's fifth son. Remember, she had the first four. So don't get confused in all this. It's literally Leah's fifth son, but it's Jacob's ninth son. In verse number 18, "God hath given me my hire." God has given me my heart. God's given me my heart. Because I've given my maiden to my husband, and she shall call his name Issachar. The word Issachar means reward. Reward. Leah is grateful. As strange as all this may be, Leah is grateful, and she names him Reward. Because now Jacob is spending time with Leah again. She's happy. She got her husband back. Remember that competition. Verse number 19. And she conceived again and bare Jacob the sixth son. And Leah said, God hath endured me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I've borne him six sons. And she called his name Zebulun. And the word Zebulun means dwelling. Literally now in her mind, Jacob will finally stay with me. He's going to dwell with me. He's not going back over there now, finally, because all this that I've done for him, and he's loving me and all. And in her mind, she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards, she bared a daughter and called her name Dinah. Now, it's interesting. The word Dinah also means judgment. From best we can tell, looked up definitions to different names, and this is kind of a different one, but it means judgment. But we also see that Jacob, even though this is the only daughter that's named, we know of Jacob's sons. Jacob had a daughter. We find later in Genesis chapter 37, verse 35, and Genesis 46, time won't allow me to get there, verse 7 and 15, Jacob also had other daughters. So Dinah was not the only daughter he had. He kept having other children, other daughters. But we see in Genesis 35, Genesis 46, 7, 15 about other daughters, even though they're not named. Why is that? Well, I read something interesting. I never heard this one before. Girls were not very important back then. You know that. I mean, that's just state of fact. They weren't very important back in those days. And I read from two different people, so it must be. The first time I've read that this past week, that when oftentimes, not every time, but oftentimes when a mother is in labor, everybody comes together to feast, because often it's prolonged. It's a long time of a labor. So he calls friends and family and going to celebrate the birth of the child. So they set up, and then when the child is born, they're ready to eat and feast and celebrate the birth of the child. If it's a boy, if it's a girl, they pack up their tent and go home. So I never heard that before, but two guys that I read said that's how they do it, and that's interesting if that's the case. But the point was that the girls weren't that important back in those days, okay? What a joy, though, that Dinah must have been to Jacob. Have all these boys, and you got a little girl. You know, a little girl can wrap daddy around her finger. I know something about that. Got five boys and two girls. I love every one of them, but something about a little girl that's just special. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I remember, and I got the closer. I hope to finish this. I remember when Tiffany came down this aisle with DJ Doug is in here, and that's my girl, and she's getting married, and Doug got to do some things. I forget, you did the first part, I think, down here, and then I got up here and did the other half of the wedding, and I started doing the vows, and I started crying. I just started bawling, because that's my little girl. And Kayla just here not too long ago, Daddy, are you going to cry at my wedding? I said, no, I don't think I. She said, you better cry. You cried at Tiffany's, you better cry at mine. But I'm just saying, Dinah had to be so special to Jacob.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.